This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, January 5th. Well, wheat markets had a pretty impressive reversal yesterday after putting in new lows for this move. We ended up with a strong outside day higher in Chicago, with reversals up in also Kansas City and Minneapolis. So an impressive performance for a market that's really kind of struggled here over the last week or so, well, a couple weeks actually. Corn was also tugged higher by wheat, but was tempered by a weaker soybean market. And of course, soybeans continue just to work their way lower as it looks like the weather in Brazil has finally turned the corner. We're seeing normal rains expected here over the next 10 days. That is going to alleviate much of the dry area of the main growing areas of corn and soybeans for northern and central Brazil. That had been a key area. It had been hot and dry. And finally, we're getting the weather pattern shift. So it looks like things are going to improve from here, or if nothing else, stabilize to what we've already seen. Yield estimates are declining in Brazil. Production estimates are coming down. But again, these rains should help stabilize those numbers. And speaking of weather here, the drought monitor was out yesterday. It's showing that for winter wheat, 32% of the winter wheat is still in a drought area. Even with some recent moisture. That's up 2 points over last week's report, but it's down 32 points from last year. So even with, you know, roughly a third of the winter wheat crop in some sort of drought status, it's way better than what we were at a year ago. Plus, we're going to get a lot more moisture dumped on the Central Plains through the Midwest over these next week to 2 weeks. A lot of snow coming for Kansas, Nebraska, and then through the Midwest. So kind of bracing for that. And we're also monitoring the storms as we speak coming across the south and up through the East Coast and up into the Northeast. So there's definitely moisture on the way. They're talking subsoil. Moisture is still in a deficit across much of Central Plains and especially in the Midwest. But this moisture system will help alleviate those issues. We're also looking at the European Union. Got a big cold snap coming down into key winter wheat areas there. We don't have a lot of snow cover, so we are bracing for some possible winter kill there. And it's coming on top of a poor planting season. They had a lot of moisture, couldn't get in the field. So plantings for winter grains on France and Germany both are expected to be down, you know, as much as 20 to 25%. That's a pretty big hit. So continent-wide over the EU, they're expecting winter grain planting to be down about 5%. And then we're also looking at the very cold temperatures coming across Russia. The central region, the Volga, and then over to Siberia, all are experiencing frigid temperatures, as much as 20 below, and not a lot of snow cover in some of those western areas either. So this is shaping up to be a pretty harsh winter across much of the northern hemisphere, and obviously that's going to increase the chances of winter kill. So we could be setting the stage for a notable drop in winter wheat production coming across the northern hemisphere. Export sales were out this morning. We were not expecting big numbers, and we sure didn't get them. For wheat, 135,000 tons. That was below the low end of the range of estimates from 150 to 500. China was the biggest buyer at 65,000 of soft white wheat. In corn, 368,000 tons sold, also below the low end of the range from 500 to 1.3 million. Mexico took 172, Colombia took 165,000. In soybeans, 202,000, also below the low end of the range from 500 to 1.4. Spain took 137,000, Netherlands took 85,000, China took 72,000. So year-to-date sales for wheat were at 15.3 million tons. That's up 250,000 over a year ago, which is an increase of 2%. We're at 78% sold of USDA's projections, which is 2 points behind the average. In corn, we've sold 29.8 million tons. That's up 8.0 million over a year ago. That's a jump of 37%. We're at 56% sold of USDA's projections, which is actually down 5 points from the average. Soybean sales so far this week at 36.5 million tons. That's down 7.1 million from last year. That's a drop of 16%. We're at 77% sold of USDA's projections, which is right at the average. So sales were not, again, you know, it's holiday. We don't expect to see anything big. Russia is still the most dominant seller in the world market, but their cash FOB offers have increased a good $8 to $10 a ton over the last couple weeks. So their increases in prices should help lift everyone else's prices as well. Some of their rally is logistics. Difficult to move wheat, especially from the central area into the southern region where the exporting facilities are when you have that kind of weather. And same thing with Europe. It's just going to slow everything down. And it does present an opportunity for U.S. wheat, which I think is why we saw that outside day higher yesterday in Chicago. KC in Minneapolis didn't have an outside day higher, but they did reverse up off of a new low for the move. So I think we're going to catch an updraft here. The formation is interesting. It looks like a really well-balanced ABC type of correction down. So that next leg up should at least take us up to the highs that we saw here a month and a half or so ago and probably take those highs out. So it could be suggesting that we're in for a pretty decent move to the upside. And of course, the further we move away from those late November lows, it helps to further confirm that those lows will turn out to be major lows, which I think they are. But you obviously want to get some more upward momentum to confirm that. Kansas City and Minneapolis are much closer to those lows than Chicago is as well. So Chicago's in the stronger position. And I think if you've got production problems coming out of the EU, in particular the EU, that helps support the soft market, which is Chicago. But just in general, when you see production declines worldwide, traders are going to come to Chicago simply because it has much more liquidity to it. So I think Chicago could well be the leader to the upside. Its discount to Kansas City has declined significantly, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Chicago go premium to Kansas City if indeed we do get more production problems across the Northern Hemisphere. But all that is down the road. We're not going to really get even a look at the U.S. crop until mid-March at the earliest when it starts breaking dormancy. In the meantime, a week from today, we've got an important series of reports. Got the winter wheat plantings report. The trade is leaning toward a notable drop in acres. We've also got the quarterly stocks and the monthly supply demand. So a lot of data coming at us a week from now. The market, you would think, would be fairly quiet going into that, but I think wheat is going to catch some more updraft here. Soybeans are responding to good rains across Brazil. They're struggling. I think they're going to continue to leak lower. So it's important that wheat hold its own in the face of some pressure coming from soybean market in particular. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.